Isn't this a sports show?
Micah says this is a template on how to lose your show before Alex loses his job.
Almost entirely.
I'm pretty sure there's always going to be somebody we're better than and somebody we're worse than.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Durf, durf, durf.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
I have three greatest detriments. Number one, I have a bad memory. Number two, I'm easily distracted. And number three, I'm not good at radio.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
Also, he's not that likable. I was going to say that next, actually. I was going to say also, I'm not very likable.
You have a squeaky voice for radio.
Right, I do. I have a bad radio voice.
Girly laugh.
I definitely have a very girly laugh.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Welcome in to an interesting day that we're going to have. Good news, bad news, mediocre, run-of-the-mill news. First, foremost, all the way at the front end of this, I have very important car preset information. This is the first time this has been publicly announced.
Do tell.
Beards, if I say the wrong numbers, you legally have to correct me.
Okay.
ESPN Kansas City has a new frequency.
What?
I don't know if it's mega. I don't know how you measure radio waves. I don't know if it's megahertz.
I think it's inches.
Well, turn your radio dial 94.5 turns to the right on the FM side, and you are still going to hear these dulcet tones of ESPN Kansas City. Officially, now, and forevermore, until something changes, ESPN Kansas City is 1510 AM and 94.5 FM. Beards, did I say the right station?
You are correct. Yep.
Okay, you didn't say that very...
I was trying to speak slowly because I wanted to open something up.
Okay, great.
To celebrate.
Go ahead. 94.5 FM! That's the good news for today. So if you are listening to us live right now on either 1510 AM or 99.3 FM, add 94.5 FM to your car's presets. Eventually, probably, we don't know exactly how much longer, but eventually we're going to not be on 99.3 anymore, and it will just be 1510 AM and 94.5 FM. Early reports are that 94.5 is pretty much at least covering the same ground as 99.3, and 1510 will stay as is.
The bad news about all this is we will then have to go and update all of the imaging and all of the liners and all of the intros and everything else, and I will cry.
This is terrible news for Beards, but also, I mean, do suck it up, though. Like, the liners and stuff will take, like, 15
seconds.
I have a lot of liners,
man.
The liners, I'll help you. The liners take like 15, will take 15 seconds per liner after we get the big voice guy to say 94.5 FM. And that's the good news for today. We can talk about it. I mean, it's not like we're going to break this down, but we might. Well, I'll mention it throughout
Which
the show.
Which one's better?
Right. I'll mention it throughout the show today. I'm partial to our FM station, no matter what it is, because it sounds better than the AM stations do. But I'm pretty sure that 1510 AM reaches other parts of the area and whatnot. But if you're in the Kansas City area, at least you know what would be genuinely helpful? Even if you listen to the show via podcast, I would really appreciate it if you would check 94.5 and then tweet me at JB Briscoe about like where it is that you can or can't hear it. If it's a lot of bad news, I'll eventually get very sad, I'm sure. But I'm optimistic.
Unless you're in one of those areas right now and you can't hear us because, you know, you're listening to 94.5 and the signal's not good there. So, you know. You don't hear this at all, so you won't be able to tell us.
But try if you're listening to the podcast. Just try. Just check it out and report back, would you? Anyway. 94.5. Bad news / weird news / whatever. Bad news, really. Sad news. But also weird news because we didn't expect to get here quite this way. The Chiefs have parted ways with Derek Johnson. The Chiefs announced that today, that Derek Johnson would be hitting free agency. That's not stunning. But the way that it happened is something that we literally did not know 24 hours ago. we expected throughout this offseason for the Chiefs to eventually release Derek Johnson. They'd have to consume the $2.25 million in dead cap space that we saw as a prorated signing bonus, which means basically guaranteed money that gets sectioned out over the years. And his salary was something like $8 million. I can't remember off the top of my head, and I wish I had this in front of me, and I don't. We don't know this because it's disappeared from the sites that usually have it. Derek Johnson actually had or has a contract that voided or will void at the end of the year. Somewhere I saw the Chiefs have said today that he's going to hit free agency. Originally, though, I saw that on the last day of the league year, which I believe is May 14th. Last day of the league year. It's officially voided. Regardless, though, Derek Johnson's not being released by the Chiefs. He's just going into free agency. His contract is just up. Now, they're going to be carrying a $2.25 million cap hit this year. But Joel Corey, former agent, current salary cap expert on Twitter, at Corey Joel, told me on Twitter that this is not new money the Chiefs are paying out. This has already been paid to Derek Johnson. It's just on this year's cap, which I find interesting. Again, that's according to Joel Corey. But so, Derek Johnson will be on the Chiefs salary cap this year as a $2.25 million dead cap hit. And that makes sense. He took a pay cut last year, so it moved some money, moved some cap money over, and he got that as guaranteed money. I don't know all of the perfect ins and outs, but that's the working knowledge you need to have. He'll be on the Chiefs cap for $2.25 million next year, and he will hit free agency and try to play elsewhere. Before we get into, is there a chance he comes back, yada yada, here's a couple more cap things you should know about the situation. Prorating stuff out is very common practice, which is why guaranteed money is really the only thing that matters in NFL contracts. But this is a whole other setup of voided contracts that I was literally learning about for the first time last night. So, like, Tamba Ali is going to get cut and still get his $1.7 million prorated bonus from when he signed his contract. That just lets teams spread out signing bonuses. So you get, hey, here's a $15 million signing bonus, but you're going to get $5 million for 3 years, the beginning of 3 years. That's kind of how guaranteed money generally works out. Not always that perfectly cut into three fives, but this is interesting, though, because Derek Johnson didn't have like a $10 million base salary this year that made him a virtual lock to be cut. Instead, but to the same effect, he's a $0 salary per over the cap, and now, you know, he'll hit free agency. And it skips the process of cutting a guy with a crazy base salary and a prorated bonus, which is where the dead cap money comes from. I know Beard's checked out because he's on his phone. So I don't know where to get the feedback of this, but I don't know.
I was checking to see if there were any rumblings, but there weren't.
Get out.
I was.
Well, I was.
I went to the source of the rumblings. I didn't say anything.
That's good. I was going to ask if you heard what I said, like, and if it made sense or if it sounded like I was speaking a different language, but you weren't listening at all. So I could have literally been speaking a different language and you would not have caught on. Good to know. Thank you, Bates. But so prorating bonuses out spreads out the ways that NFL salaries are paid out. And it gives you some room to be creative with the salary cap. The Chiefs are going to be carrying $2.25 million Derek Johnson into this year, even though he's going to be a free agent. So that's how this got here. Again, the voided contract thing is interesting. I didn't know about it. I didn't know it was a thing. But now we know, we have a decent understanding of it. So that's that. The actual move itself, the Chiefs parting ways with Derek Johnson after 13 seasons, nobody likes that. No one likes to see Derek Johnson. No one's going to like to see Derek Johnson playing for the Ravens next year. It's going to be weird. No one's going to enjoy that. But it perfectly fits with Brett Veach's mindset so far. And Sam Mellinger has written about this recently. I'll tell you what, Sam Mellinger did not start writing about this till after we talked about it, whenever the Chiefs traded Alex Smith and brought back Kendall Fuller. We really, really hunkered down on that Brett Veach train. Then Mellinger hopped on board. Just want you to know that. Sam, who clearly listens to this show, and this is where he gets all of his good column ideas. Actually, there would be like a feedback loop in there at some point, because he would be listening to the show for ideas, and our ideas would just be reading his columns, and eventually, like, we would just, I mean, it would be a perfect equilibrium. No, but seriously, folks, whenever Sam writes something that I feel like I've been on already, it's very validating for me, because I go, ah, Sam independently came to the same understanding. That makes me feel good and smart. So that you can read Sam's writing, or you can hear me talk about largely the same idea. Anyway, what
is that going to be? That moment where it was like those recorded birds that
they're just screaming back at each other.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I did that. My little sister had two of those little like felt like plastic birds that had a little voice recorder, and you could just say something into it. And then it would, like, say it back in, like, a higher pitch, squeakier voice. Well, I did that where I would do it into one, and then I would, as the original one was repeating it back in a higher voice, I would do it into the second bird, which would repeat that back yet higher. And eventually it was just high-pitched screaming. And I did love that. Yeah, so that's what it would be. Yes, 100%.
It's going to be hard to read and listen to.
It'll be easier to read than to listen to, for sure, which is... Again, just one of the many reasons that it makes more sense to go read Sam's stuff instead of listening to this show.
I imagine you're writing, because you've written blog posts and whatever, all that kind of stuff. I imagine those are just high-pitched as well.
Yes. I just plagiarize Mellinger columns, but I put them in all caps. Those are my writings. That's not true either. Anyway. This has been Brett Veach's MO this year. We're going to let expensive veterans go in favor of getting cheaper. It's Alex Smith and Darrell Revis for Patrick Mahomes and Kendall Fuller. It was Reggie Ragland for now Derek Johnson. It will be not necessarily Tano Pasigno because he was a Dorsey guy, but it will be some pass rusher in place of Tom Bahali. And then as the cap space becomes more and more usable and more available, then they'll be able to take some bigger contracts on. Still, I would argue, very likely, bigger contracts for young up-and-comers, more so than guys who have a couple years of their prime left. You're also going to have to pay them into their decline. It just doesn't seem like Brett Veach's way of doing business. And I think that's the exact way to go about it. I've mentioned before that Brett Veach is making money moves. I had someone on Twitter today with an absolutely impronounceable Twitter handle, but if you go scroll down my timeline a little bit, at JB Briscoe, you can find that he just tweeted a GIF of Cardi B with the I Make Money Moves lyric, and he called the general manager of the Chiefs Cardi Veach. And that is extremely good. And I intend to keep using that probably for the rest of time. So GM Cardi Veach continues to make the right financial decisions, even the ones that, you know, involve letting one of your franchise's most recognizable and well-respected players go. But it's the only move the Chiefs were ever going to make here. This wasn't quite as cut and dry as the Tomba situation, or at least as cut and dry as we thought it was going to be. It ended up being more cut and dry because there was actually no contract to cut him from. And there have been a handful of questions. Rodney tweeted me and said, do you think the Chiefs could bring Johnson back after they cut him for a cheaper contract? I think it is a slightly more opened door than if they actually cut him. But I don't think it's a very open door at all because of the way that they've talked about this today. Full statements from Veach and Andy Reid and Clark Hunt and John Dorsey. He said nothing about this. And Derek Johnson. They have said all of the things that you say as a player is leaving you for good. Derek Johnson's even said that he wants to come back to Kansas City and retire a Chief whenever that happens, whenever his career is actually over. All parties have been speaking very much as if they are fully acknowledging that this is the end of Derek Johnson playing for the Chiefs. And maybe a couple of years down the road, he comes back and wants to coach. I don't know. Or he comes back and just wants to retire a Chief. That door will be open, but I don't think we're going to see him play another snap for the Chiefs. also, there have been some people saying, oh, well, maybe what if he just retires and coaches now? To some extent, the demise of Derek Johnson's being a little overstated here. The Chiefs need a fuller youth movement, no pun intended with the cornerback, but the Chiefs need a full youth movement, and they need to do some of this salary cap slicing. But Derek Johnson can be helpful to a team in a certain role, especially farther removed from his injuries. I know he's a little slower than he's been in years past. Certainly, he's on the decline. But I don't think he's bottomed out. He's not Tom Bahaly. I don't think Tom Bahaly's knees are going to let him be much of a contributor for anybody next year. He might try, but if he gets anything anywhere, it's not going to be very much. Derek Johnson's going to play for a team that's going to get plenty of snaps.
Seamus commented on the Facebook page, I feel like if it wasn't for the emergence of Ragland, they would have had to try to extend DJ, kind of like a changing of the guard.
Yeah, Ragland being as good as he was certainly mattered. I'm not sure. It made the decision easier, I should say. I'm not sure if the door was ever open for Derek Johnson really to come back again, because it wouldn't have even been a restructuring. He was going to be a free agent this year, and even before Ragland was in town, he was going to be a free agent this year, and they were going to be prorating out $2.25 million of that cap hit onto this year. So I'm going to be very interested to see what he ends up eventually getting from another team. But to invest $4 million in him this year would be to invest $6.25 million in cap space, Derek Johnson. And I think even if Ragland wasn't here, the Chiefs would be trying to do some things with just the youngest, cheapest options available. It definitely makes this hurt less, not from a fan's perspective, but from a personnel perspective. Having Ragland here definitely makes this an easier transition for the Chiefs to willingly make. I think, though, even if Ragland wasn't here, we would just see them going into this offseason even more in need of the changing of the guard, I guess. So I agree that it makes it easier now. I don't think Derek Johnson would be here this next season, even if Ragland wasn't here. But it's a good question. And as always, if you have any questions or comments or whatever, you can put them in the Facebook comments on facebook.com/ESPN Kansas City, where we live stream the show every day, or you can tweet me at JB Briscoe, especially on stuff like this. This is a perfect way to pull a couple questions. Is there a chance he comes back? Did Ragland influence this? What do you think of the move, etc.? This is a perfect story for that kind of stuff, so you can always tweet me or go to the Facebook comments. Again, I think this is the right move for the Chiefs. And now, by the way, on Over the Cap, since they've updated the Derek Johnson contract, they didn't cut him from the roster yet. But since updating that his contract, well, actually, I haven't looked at it yet this morning, so I should double check. Derek. Yes, he's still here. So with him now brought down to a $0 salary and with a $2.25 million staying on the cap, and without Darrell Revis, but also still with Alex Smith on this roster, the Chiefs are $12,000 under the cap now, which will be $17 million improved by the trading of Alex Smith once that's official, and $7.6 million improved by eventually cutting Tom Bahaly. It'll be about $5 million in dead cap space devoted to Smith and Haley. Another $5 million going to Jeremy Maclin for this year. And another $2.25 going to Derek Johnson. Maybe more to a guy like Alan Bailey. But you look at the places where this is going to open up this year. Just for Alex Smith and Tom Bahaly now, the Chiefs will end up being about $25 million under the salary cap. And I think this is also without the official adjustment of the salary cap bumping up a little bit, which happens every year in the NFL, more or less. So that's all interesting. Also, the safeties could be shuffled around. Daniel Sorensen makes a lot of money. We talked about this earlier this year. Ron Parker makes a lot of money. There's room to do some small sort of slicing off of the cap, but you're going to lop off a limb in Alex Smith and a limb in Tom Bahaly, and now again with the restructured, with the details of the voided contract of Derek Johnson, the Chiefs are just about even right now. It'll pick up about $25 million in space when they cut Tomba and after the trade for Alex Smith is official. So it's interesting, and if you don't mind getting into the nerdiness of the numbers, this is an interesting way of going about getting through the NFL offseason. So if you have any questions, you can put them on the Facebook page or tweet me at JB Briscoe. And if you don't, whenever we come back, we'll talk about something else. It's our job. I'll figure it out. It won't be silence if you come back and you haven't asked any questions, but I'd rather that you did. An open door, open invitation. Do what you want with it.